Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address a tough question. What do you do when you are overlooked for a promotion at work? We're going to begin with a question from someone who was denied a promotion, but then asked by the same manager who rejected him to participate in a special project that would benefit the manager's department. Yeah. And then next, we're going to discuss the general topic of staying at a job after you've been overlooked for a promotion.
Yeah, being overlooked for a promotion can feel just crushing. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest internal challenges is finding your emotional balance so you can make good decisions afterwards. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
So, Logan, what's our question?
I love the podcast, and I could use some advice. A few weeks ago at work, there were several promotion opportunities that I went up for and did not receive. I'm trying to be a good sport about being denied the promotion, but something recently has made it more difficult to not take it personally. The same manager who denied me the promotion came to me and requested that I do outreach to male students for the program she manages. In her email asking me to do this, she clearly states she is asking me because I am a male. Her entire team is female, and she thinks male-to-male outreach would be better. I have felt the full range of emotions from insulted to hurt to anger about this whole situation. I thought about going to HR and or the union, but that could prevent me from being promoted later on. What should I do? I would love to hear your advice and insights. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of elements to this.
Yeah. A lot of moving pieces here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so it looks like he went up for several opportunities and didn't get
any
them.
Of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that's about. I don't know whether they were not appropriate or they had another can. I don't know what that's about, but I think that when that happens, we see everything through a different lens.
It's a pretty dark lens, I would think.
Yeah. It's not clear. So that's a problem. But the other part of this, you know, being asked because he's a man and he's the only man there and they felt that this was something a man could do.
Yeah.
You know, I've been asked to do things because I'm a female, and they thought a female could do a better job. So I was never insulted by that. I was always happy for the opportunity. So I'm not really sure what that's about. What do you think?
It sounds to me that what the person who's asking the question feels is that he wasn't good enough to be promoted, but he's perfect for this special favor, essentially. And mm-hmm. So he's having some resentment about being asked to do a favor for someone who denied him the promotion mm-hmm. opportunity. So mm-hmm. it may, I mean, as you say, rationally, you may say, okay, well, yeah, that's not unusual that someone who needs male recruits is going to send a man to interact with them. But it sounds like this feels like it adds insult to injury in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I would ask this person to, if they could just for a moment take away the fact that they didn't get these promotions.
Right.
And then look at the situation for what it is. Is it offensive?
Yeah.
It probably isn't. I think it's in light of not getting the promotions and now
right.
being asked to do something that maybe you feel is beneath you. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But clearly there's a lot of emotions going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I'm glad they didn't go to HR because I think, you know, that's right. It might have been a problem later on.
Right. Yeah. And you want to be seen, I think even especially when you don't get a promotion, you want to be seen as a good loser, not a sore loser. Mm. So, you know, it could seem like going and complaining about something like this is rather petty. since it's not out of the realm of what someone might be asked to do on the job.
It's not a bad idea to find out why you didn't get the promotion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See if you can talk to this person who's asking you to do the favor and say, you know, I'd be happy to do this, of course.
Yeah.
But on another note, I would like to know what happened because I want to grow from this.
Kathy.
Yeah.
That sounds perfect, actually.
And see if there's something you can learn, because you're clearly valued, and it's not just your maleness. You're valued at this job.
Yeah.
So maybe there is something you have to, some knowledge you need to gain in order to get a promotion. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But I would try to find out why you didn't get it. And it really could just be that there were some excellent candidates. It may not even be personal.
Right.
Right.
You know,
right.
You just don't know. Or maybe there is some growing you need to do, and I would want to know that.
Right. There may be something about even your current performance that you're not hearing from your direct supervisor that could be improved.
Or a lack of experience that maybe you can gain.
Right. Uh-huh. I think that's a really good point. I also think it's interesting because these days, like he's talking about this woman with the all-woman team, and I know a number of men who feel as if they're being crowded out, you know, of various departments or situations. And so there may be a concern that there are no opportunities if he is a man, except to go get these new recruits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you would decipher that piece.
Which one? That...
If there really, that the opportunities not available are due to his maleness or due to his lack of having other credentials.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have to find it out. You have to find out what is holding you back so that you can make the right adjustments.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't see anything wrong with being asked to do this work because they think a man could do a better job. I don't know. Does anybody here find that offensive?
Logan, you're a man.
I don't find it offensive, but I can see if all of this.
Well, it's not a learned skill. It didn't take a degree.
If he hadn't gone up for these promotions and been denied, I don't think that he would be upset by her asking
this.
Yeah. I think that it is unfortunate, just exactly as you said, in light of the fact that he didn't get it. And now she's asking for this favor. It's like, well, why do I want to do a favor for you when you denied me of this promotion that I so badly wanted? So,
yeah.
Right. And actually, that's a good example of why it might help you to do this thing. Because if you can show that you have, that you're interested in the overall benefit of the company and the overall benefit of her department, that, and you find out exactly why you didn't get the promotion, but I think it won't hurt your reputation in this manager's eyes.
Right.
It would help your reputation to do this.
Right.
I think so. I think by being cooperative, I don't know if this is a huge project or just a small project that, you know, it's just going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's just a project and it has a beginning and an end date.
Yeah.
So it's going to make you look like a team player. It's probably a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do a good job no matter how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we always have a lot of feelings at work about why am I doing this?
And feelings are not facts, Kathy.
They can be, but they're not. It's true.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the first part of the question, which is... when you get overlooked for a promotion, how can you stay at a job? Because I think that's infecting this whole thing. Like how, you know, for me, most people can't. I mean, I've seen people.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen people be able to stay and realize, okay, well, there probably was somebody better than me who got the position, and it's all fine. But I've seen most people, their egos are hurt, and they feel rejected. And they don't feel, they felt they were the best candidate and they don't feel that they can stay there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's usually a lot of the case. So we typically say, or I typically say, I don't know if you do, that if you've been overlooked for promotion, move on. But it's not always the answer. It may be that you tried something, you tried and you thought, you know, it could work, but it didn't. And you still have some growing to do and you like the new person.
Well, we've been in situations where actually I'm thinking back at a hospice a while back where two people were vying for a position and one of the one of the coworkers got it. Mm-hmm. And so that was a question of, here are two very good candidates. We've got to choose one. Mm-hmm. And the person who didn't get it had to then make a decision. Okay, how do I want to, what kind of work do I want to do going forward? But how do I make my value known in a different way for maybe a different position within the same company? That was the decision that that person came to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think it is, like you were saying earlier, the first thing is finding out what actually happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. What is involved here? And then the second, I mean, I think there's a whole thing you have to do internally just to weather, it hurts not mm-hmm. to be promoted. So mm-hmm. to weather the hurt to your ego and your pride and maybe your confidence, and then to find out going forward, okay, so what are my opportunities? Are there opportunities here, or am I getting the message that there aren't? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes you get branded in a company for yeah. a lot of things. You could just be yeah. branded as the troublemaker or the harmonizer. I mean, it could be yeah. a lot of things, and therefore you don't get it because of that.
Yes.
And, you know, you have to analyze whether that's happening or not.
Right.
But, you know, if you apply for a promotion and you know it's kind of iffy, like you're not really ready for that promotion, yeah. but you think, okay, well, but I could learn.
Yeah.
You know, then I think you shouldn't have too many hard feelings if you don't get it. So taking risks are fine at
exactly.
work and growing from them.
Yeah.
It's when you really were pretty perfect for it and they
that's
chose
your job.
And they chose somebody else. That's yeah. when it and why did they choose that other person? Maybe they wanted someone from the outside. I have a client going through this right now. They have uh-huh. an internal candidate who she really feels is the best.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
But and it's a woman, and she wants to promote a woman. And her boss feels that they want to bring in people from the outside because that looks better.
Yes.
And it's a man. And, you know, so, but she ultimately has to go with what her boss says, even though
right.
it's not the best candidate. And she probably will lose this young woman who's not
yeah.
going to get
yeah.
the promotion.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of factors here, like what actually happened and who's mm-hmm. the one who said no. And, you know, I've never actually not gotten a promotion I've been up for. Have either one of you?
No.
Never not gotten.
I don't know if I could stay. Just my own self-worth.
You're right. I don't think I could stay either. I mean, I agree with you. It'd be hard. On the other hand, there are people who may have, like I actually had a client who she had a child, and so the amount of time she wanted to dedicate to work changed drastically mm-hmm. at that for the early years of the child, and at the same time she got overlooked for a promotion because mm-hmm. she wasn't showing up in the same mm-hmm. way she
so
had
she could
been.
See that
yeah so she wanted to keep the job, she wanted to keep the security mm-hmm. and her thinking was okay, so and it hurt because she was very close with the manager who was doing the promoting, but she thought, okay, I have to find other ways to gain notoriety and, you know, to showcase my talents mm-hmm. so that I can figure out my next opportunity, what that's going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's a case just
right.
where you don't want to leave.
Right. So we can't yeah. make it just a general statement because everyone's
yeah.
situation is different.
Yeah. Right. Right. And if you genuinely enjoy the work and genuinely feel like challenged or like there's growth there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think actually it's also good. You have to do an internal measure, right? You really have to gauge mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. if you say you can handle it and then you walk around bitter and resentful and
yeah.
make the new person's life hell on wheels,
right.
that's
right.
not going to help your career.
You know, we've had many clients get new jobs and coming in, they were told there's an internal candidate who didn't get it.
Yes.
You know, and they've been told, watch this person.
Yes.
And many times they've won that person over and things have been fine. And
yes.
many times the person just leaves.
Yes.
So
yes.
every situation is different. Again, I think if people go for it knowing that it's slim,
yeah.
they usually are fine when they don't get it.
When they don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's also thinking, because Kathy, you help people get promotions mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. What I was thinking about, like, if I work it backwards, I was thinking, if once you, as you're thinking about applying for a promotion, you really want to know who will go to bat for you, mm-hmm. right? You want to know who is really familiar with your work product and who would endorse you and what that person would say, right? You sort of want to know who your advocates are within the organization.
And I think you also want to make sure that the person really is groomed and ready for that promotion, that they understand where the learning curve is going to be, and that they've participated enough so they have a sense of what's next.
Right.
And that they're ready for it. So, I mean, I would assess that with somebody, whether they really should be going for that promotion or whether they should just go to a different company, because you're going to have a different reporting structure also.
Yeah.
So sure. Is that, do you want to report to those people? Is that
right?
What you want to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, moving up the ladder, just keep moving and moving and moving, is not for everybody.
Right.
It's not. Some people don't want to manage, then they don't want to manage. I just met somebody who it got too big. The job just got too big.
Yeah.
Was managing 80 people and felt out of control. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to know yourself always.
Right.
It's
right.
not somebody else's vision. It's knowing yourself.
That's such a good point, too, because a promotion for you may not be more responsibility for more people, but it may be being in a certain area of expertise and doing the highest level thinking or strategy about it, right?
Yeah, actually, I can think of another client who she had gone to school for something in particular, for environmental studies. Oh. And she kept getting promoted because she was a wonderful worker and with a great positive attitude. And she got promoted so far away from the work she had studied and what she wanted to do. And she ended up leaving, and they lost somebody really terrific.
Right.
Because it wasn't her passion. So I don't know if it could have been done differently, if, you know, her manager could have noticed that earlier, we're going to lose her.
Yeah.
If we keep taking her away from the work.
Yeah.
Right. And we often don't know that. I mean, I think it is interesting. A promotion is like a carrot, right? You're just supposed to go for it.
Well, that's the common thinking, is that we all want to be promoted. And that's just not true, because we meet a lot of clients that do not.
That's
they want
true.
More Good money. Point. They want to grow.
Yeah.
But they don't always want the more responsibility or to do the work that takes them away from the actual, whatever that is, client service or patient service. It takes them away.
Yeah.
And they become paper pushers. So they don't want that.
All right. So this is a multifaceted topic.
We covered a lot here.
Absolutely.
Cover too much?
No, I think we covered, you know, how do you stay when you are overlooked, but also considering what is a real promotion for you and for managers, what is a real promotion for your employee, really cultivating their talent in a thoughtful manner.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are regular listeners, you're going to see we changed our format. We got rid of that commercial.
Yes.
We may put it back, but right now we got rid of it.
Or you can send us your commercial.
Yeah.
Right. If you want to sponsor us, that would be great. So that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2, and please follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our podcast email, text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word. That's 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. Finally, don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.